And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 18th of May, 2009. It's the birthday of Tina Fey, born in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, 1970. She was with the Second City improv troupe and then a writer on Saturday Night Live and went on to create her own TV series, 30 Rock. It's the birthday of Frank Capra, born in Sicily, 1897, who directed a whole string of very popular movies from the 1930s and 40s. It Happened One Night, Mr. Deeds Goes to Town, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, It's a Wonderful Life. Frank Capra said the moral of his movies was a simple, honest man driven into a corner by predatory sophisticates can, if he will, reach down into his God-given resources and come up with the necessary handfuls of courage, wit, and love to triumph over his environment. It's the birthday of Omar Khayyam, born in Iran in the year 1048. He was a scientist, a mathematician in his day. His treatise on algebra, one of the great mathematical works of the Middle Ages. But we know him for his rubaiyat, which simply means quatrains, four-line stanzas. They were discovered by an Oxford scholar, E.B. Cowell, in 1859, and translated by one of his students, Edward Fitzgerald, translated 75 of them, the most famous of which was "A book of verses underneath the bough, a jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou beside me, singing in the wilderness. O wilderness, where paradise enow." It was on this day, 1980, Mount St. Helens erupted. There had been earthquakes for 2 months in that volcano, but on the morning of May 18th, 1980, an earthquake caused the entire north side of the mountain to collapse. It was the largest landslide in recorded history. There was a volcanic eruption as powerful as 500 atomic bombs. They knew something was going to happen, but they didn't expect the eruption to be so large, and so 57 persons died. The volcano became active again in the fall of 2004. Lava flowed for a few years, but no major eruptions. And in January of last year, the mountain went back into a dormant state. About 500,000 people visit Mount St. Helens each year. It's the birthday of the philosopher Bertrand Russell, born in Wales, 1872. His parents were radical thinkers. His father was an atheist, but both his parents died by the time he was four. As a teenager, Bertrand Russell kept a diary in which he described his doubts about God, but kept the diary in Greek so that his family wouldn't be able to read it. He was just 31 years old when he came out with his Principles of Mathematics, which argued that the foundations of mathematics could be deduced from a few logical ideas. And he went on to become one of the most widely read philosophers of the 20th century. His History of Western Philosophy was such a big bestseller, he lived off its royalties for the rest of his life. Bertrand Russell, who said, "The time you enjoy wasting is not wasted time." Here's a poem for today by Joe McDougall, entitled Evening. From a wood beyond the fields, something dark has not yet advanced toward the yellow light of the kitchen. A woman puts away dishes. A man goes through the mail. A child leans over the table, saying her homework. The dog looks up once and growls, as if not meaning to, a sound almost inaudible. He clicks across the floor, nosing for crumbs. A poem by Joe McDougall, Evening, from Dirt, published by Autumn House Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Allister and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.